From reports, we understand that the largest protest out of many large protests in the past several months is now underway in the streets across Syria. Reports are coming in that say hundreds of thousands have taken to the streets and have been met by more violence from government forces. John Donison is a reporter for our partner, the BBC, and is monitoring the situation from Beirut. John, do we have any real indication on the real numbers of protesters in the streets across Syria?
It's difficult because foreign reporters are not being allowed easy access into Syria. But as you say, it does seem to be a pretty big day. Some opposition groups saying numbers in the hundreds of thousands rather than the tens of thousands. We understand there are big demonstrations in Idlib province, that is up in the north of the country, close to the border with Turkey. I saw some footage from there earlier and it did seem to be pretty large numbers. And also in Douma, which is a suburb of the capital, Damascus, where opposition activists there are saying Syrian security forces opened fire on protesters. There were even some reports of the security forces using nail bombs. Now, that seems quite remarkable, and it could just be that it was shrapnel flying around. But either way, it does seem like, you know, we're going to get to the end of the day, and as has been the pattern all week, really, we're going to have a list of casualties.
And no word at this point from the Arab League observers who are in that country to try and end this very violence that's being reported from activists. We got a couple statements from the leader of the observers earlier this week, but nothing since. Is that correct, John?
As far as I'm aware, that is the case. And I think the opposition would be pretty discouraged by those comments from Mustafa Darby, who said that he had been reassured by some of the things he'd seen and that he'd not seen anything frightening. We also had the Russian foreign ministry today, of course, one of the closer allies to Syria, saying that they were reassured by what they'd heard from the Arab League monitors. Now, given some of the pictures I've seen of the monitors, apparently people opening fire on them having to flee. That was in Homs yesterday. We saw footage of a young boy being laid on the car of an Arab League monitor, apparently someone who'd been killed in the by the security forces. You know, I think it's going to be difficult for them to come out in a few days' time, as they're scheduled to do, and give a report that is wholly rosy.
And it appears that these large protests are in part meant to force that very kind of thing, to make it so the Arab League observers can't pretend like there's no violence occurring. Is that seem to be the case?
I think that's right. I mean, there's not been a let up in violence. If anything, it's increased. And I think that's partly because, as you suggest, the demonstrators have wanted to get out on the streets and put their message across and show the force of their movement. And that in turn, I think the Syrian government would say, well, that is a provocation, and possibly that's why there's been an increase in violence.
Which would argue that perhaps the protests will continue throughout the weekend. John Donison is a reporter for our partner, the BBC. He's monitoring what's happening in Syria from Beirut. John, thank you so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.